We're here at the NOM today, and I'm with owners, managers.
Cassie
and Raylene.
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you too.
It smells so nice in here. I'm so hungry.
You've come to the right spot.
Yes. Yeah. How long has the NOM been open in Salmon Arm?
We are going into our third year open in our shop, and our third complete year doing meal prep in the shop.
And what is it that you do here? I see holistic signs and food and stuff in the fridge over there.
Yeah, so you'll notice people coming in and grabbing from the fridge. That's the whole concept is based around convenient, fast options, but healthy. So we really pride ourselves on using local ingredients, whole foods, and build our bowls around there. So there's a variety of different bowls, sandwiches, sweet treats, all sorts of stuff in the fridge. Our clients come in, maybe just grab one thing for lunch or 10 meals for the week. Another component of the business is done online where they pre-order their meals for the week, come and pick them up on Tuesdays. Everything's done for them, ready to eat, and that's kind of our concept here.
Yeah. What sort of meals do you guys have?
Well, our most popular meal is the honey mustard chicken salad, so that's a good example of something we offer. A sushi bowl, which is a rice bowl. We offer a vegan option or an option with chicken. Lots of different salads, rice bowls, soups through the winter and fall.
Yeah, we try to make sure that we have something for everyone. So we do offer vegan, vegetarian, and meat options. We also have a smoothie bar, so we do smoothies, and then we bring in Stoke Juice. So it's just a Stoke Juice. So they're out of Kimberley. They're a fresh juice company. They do it really well. We're happy to have them in the shop, but it gives people a nice option if they're not looking for a fresh one.
Yeah.
Are you both from around here, or did you come from elsewhere?
We were both born and raised here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we both went to high school. I went to all my life of school here.
And we actually met in high school. So that's where our relationship and our friendship was born. Mm-hmm. And then how many years has it been?
Lots.
So many.
18?
Yeah. But now, we've always been really good friends, but we've kind of always talked business ideas and ventures and dreams, and so that's just kind of prospered and become a part of our relationship now, but the foundation of our relationship was built on a friendship.
Why foods?
I was a hairstylist my whole other so far adult life, and then I had twin boys, and while they were growing up I studied nutrition, so I'm a registered nutritionist, and at that time Raylan was doing all sorts of other stuff. That's actually where the NOM was born, in Red Deer with Fresh Pressed Juice. And we put together our passions for healthy food and living a healthy life, and dreamt of this for a long time before it actually came to life here in the shoe shop.
Yeah, I would say that we both share a passion for just living an overall encompassing healthy lifestyle, and food is absolutely at the center and the root of doing that and maintaining that. So it's important to us for ourselves that food is nourishing, energizing, vibrant, but also that it tastes good. Just offering that, seeing a bit of a gap in the market. We always say that Salmon Arm has an amazing dining experience, and then we have all of your traditional drive-through, takeout, kind of fast food options. So seeing a need and bridging the gap, just allowing people to have a very convenient, accessible, whole food option in Salmon Arm. And it's been very well received. So that goes to say that the community was looking for the same thing.
I know you have limited hours. You're not open 9 to 5 or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Since I've been here, it has been incredibly busy.
Yeah, we are pretty much full busy the hours we are open. So Tuesday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. But the NOM actually in itself is in works all days of the week except Saturdays. There's people in here working Sunday. Our full staff is in here on Mondays. We're not open to the public, but we are catering to our online portion of the business then. Although we're only open Tuesday, Friday to the public, we are here 6 days a week. And people have been really good about just utilizing what our hours are. We're both moms first and foremost, so when we started, those were hours that we could keep up to and be consistent with. We do notice that in the small towns sometimes is that a sign will go up on a door closed today or only open at 1 o'clock today, and we wanted to be consistent with our hours and
what we commit to.
What we commit to and do fully. And
we have noticed an obvious need within our hours, so in the next couple of weeks, maybe within the month, we will have a night of the week where we're open a little bit later so that people that do work within those hours and maybe can't come and access the shop will have a night that we're open a little bit later, and hopefully that will fill a need as well.
How did you come up with your menu? Did you have a set menu to begin with, or is it evolving?
I would say that it's ever evolving in the sense that we are trying to be creative around what we're offering. With us opening the shop later than when we started doing just our online ordering, that gave us a really nice opportunity to receive feedback, to see what people really like. So all throughout the year, the majority of what we build around is 8 to 10 bowls that are super consistent, that we get tons of positive feedback, can't keep them in. So we're obviously going to give people what they want in that regard. And then around that, we like to build and create seasonally. Coming into the spring and into the summer, we have more refreshing, vibrant avocado, mango, foods like that. And then in the winter, we want to be offering more roasted root vegetables and soups and warming foods. Eating really intuitively with the season that way, and just adding something new for people that like to explore and expand with their food. And then there's people kind of like myself. When I go somewhere, I'm treating myself. If I know that I love it, I'll typically choose that. So we have consistency around that, and then a little bit of expansion around being creative and bringing in new things.
Does that also allow you to support other local growers, farmers, etc.?
Yeah, it does. We source most of, well, not most, all of our produce from DeMills, who they source from local shoe shop farmers first. Especially during growing season, we find, I'd say 98% of our produce is coming from local farmers. And then outside of that, on the not growing seasons, it's local to BC usually, which is really great. Our ground beef comes from a local North Okanagan farm. Our chicken comes from here in Salmon Arm. We try our best to choose that first. And then in the growing season, so summer months, we go straight to the farmer for some things, cherry tomatoes, things that they have an abundance of, cucumbers, and do it straight through them for those seasons, and then back to DeMills for the others. And
how many people do you guys hire here?
Right now, there's us two plus four other women. Yes.
And you find it's busy enough to be able to hire that many? That's great.
We did seasonal staff last summer, so students that were just here from pretty much July and August. And then we found, as we went into our second winter, we just kept getting busier versus slowing down for winter. So we've actually hired more people through this last winter than we had for last summer. We expect that maybe even leading into this summer, we have to hire even some more. Yeah, which is great. Obviously, Raylan's pregnant, so she's going to have a baby. But we both love to be here working too. But there is definitely a need for us to have the staff we have, for sure.
Could you see yourselves opening up another location at some point? Or?
That is a goal of ours for sure. Okay. We are trying to stay grounded and just continue to really fine-tune what we're doing right now. But expanding the business and having more locations is definitely something that we're both aligned with in terms of our goals, for sure.
In a different town, probably.
Mm-hmm. What are the challenges you guys have faced since you started?
Lots. Rising food costs. Some of our stuff has 150% went up. I think when we did a bit of a price increase. We did it sooner than we probably thought we would, but that was because everything tripled, doubled, quadrupled for us. And maybe not a challenge, but it's something we had to wrap our heads around and hope that the people would understand. And being downtown, people camping out at our door, we had someone light a fire at our door, more transient people. The girls came into work one day and there was a pile of wood, shopping carts, bottles, things piled up against the door, and a person actually amongst that, and the fire was lit on our beam. So those are troubles for us. We give back to the community a lot. It's something we're very passionate about, and we do that a lot of the time in giving leftover food and food to the shelters and stuff. And so We understand the need for that, but we also pay a lot of money to have our spot downtown and to keep everyone safe and not burnt to the ground. It's a bit of a challenge.
That sort of thing might affect your insurance as well.
Yeah, we had to actually have a conversation with our insurance broker because this, again, wasn't something we maybe thought we would ever have to talk about. We did have to adjust a few things for fire and stuff like that. Yeah, so that's challenging. That's an external challenge, whereas the rising food costs is more internal, but they both play a role, right? But other than that, I don't know. I wouldn't say we have many challenges.
We're
just learning, and
we're always learning for sure. But we've been very fortunate to have a really great team.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been a high turnover at all. Everybody's really thrilled to be a part of the NOM, which is something that we're very proud of.
Did the construction affect you guys?
Yeah, there was obvious challenges with the road construction that goes on, but we just figure it out as we go, and people have been loyal and consistent within that. Obviously, we do rely on having proper parking, but we're grateful. Like, the city does what it can to help us and inform us, and we can then be as best prepared as we can in times that we're affected by that. But
did you find that the fires last year were a problem for your business?
Not overly, no. We were actually able to connect with different people and places in Salmon Arm to help out during that time. And although it's an obvious heavy energy that is collective around the community, right here in Salmon Arm, we were pretty fortunate to not be as affected as the others surrounding us. Yeah, I feel as though we were able to be more of a blessing in that time than anything, but yeah.
Some people we talked to, they actually live in the area facing evacuations and stuff. Was that an issue for any of you or your staff?
No, Cassie does live out there, so she was probably the most affected surrounding her area, but as for the rest of our staff, we weren't heavily affected that way. Yeah, obviously, again, Salmon Arm is heavy tourism in the summer, so we were affected in that sense, that the tourism season in Salmon Arm was cut a little bit short, but like I said, we were able to work with other people and help people in need during that time, so that was beneficial. But who knows what this year has in store.
You started about 3 years ago?
Yes, not in the store. We started doing meal prep 3 years ago, opened, and we're going into our third year in the shop, fourth year in business.
Yeah, it will be really interesting, actually, to see, just like you said, given all those circumstances, and who knows what this summer brings. But that's where I do say maybe we have to even bring more staff on for the summer, because in hopes that nothing tragic does happen, it should be a big summer of growth still.
Do people order online?
Yeah, so on our website, we have a menu that is, we call it live from Monday to Thursday. Our clients go on there. It's minimized compared to this. There's only 3 to 4 options, and they pre-order their meals for the following Tuesday. They can then either pick them up here or at the health food store in Blind Bay. We have quite a large Blind Bay clientele. We give them that option. So people place their orders, we get them, we fill them on Monday, they pick them up on Tuesday, and that's kind of just a cycle. Like, we have one lady named Dawn. She's ordered every single week since we've been open. She hasn't missed a week ever. She gets her 5 meals every week and grabs a few more usually when she's in here to pick up her meals, and that's her cooking for the week.
Quite a loyal customer base.
Yeah. We've talked about actually doing video testimonials from some of those kind of clients, because she has a story to it as well. She's lost some weight doing it. She's reversed diabetes eating our food. It would be really amazing to listen to more of those stories, because there's a lot of them.
Well, we talked about possibly the idea of expanding the businesses. Do you have any further goals with either this location or your menu, or what kind of things are you looking ahead to?
Yeah, well, we just last week actually started to sell our sauces. That's been something since we've started, is people want to buy our sauces. They get a little ramekin of sauce with their meal, and it's a daily thing. People being like, can you please sell your different dressings and sauces? So we actually just last week started that. So that has been a goal that now we're trying out to see how it goes. So maybe some more stuff like that. We do a lot of catering for yoga retreats, the Silverback sports teams, so we're always welcoming more of those opportunities too, and growth in maybe having our own retreat one day. Raylan's a yoga instructor with our different modalities. That is always something on our mind, is expanding in the other things we're good at too. But for now, we're gonna just let her have a baby and keep growing right here with this staff and see where that takes us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your business has actually been going about 4 years. You started at home.
We're going into our full third year of operating as a business, which we started doing in the shoe shop before we had our shop. We created, our concept doing online meal prep. So the component that Cass had mentioned earlier, that people go online and order, which is still to this day, we do that, but that's how we established ourselves, built traction and momentum, needed a need for a bigger space, and then built this.
So what made you decide to actually open a store if you were already doing it?
Yeah, it was more the space we needed. We were renting a small kitchen. I think our first ever making of meals and people pre-ordering them, we sold like 400, 450 meals in a tiny little kitchen. What that was, we look back now and can't believe we actually were able to do that, to be honest, but we were only about 6 months into it when we realized that this isn't going to work. We looked at renting other kitchen spaces, and it just, we decided that.
Well, not only did we need the kitchen space, but we had already, which I think surprised us both, created this type of momentum and this ripple through the community that people wanted what we were offering. So there's something to be said about going off of that momentum. So we took an obvious risk and a chance by finding a location. But yes, building the kitchen was filling a need that we had within the business. And then also just, it was a totally another, a different avenue of what we were already doing.
It's a nice setup, lots of space.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we really were both agreed we wanted to be like an open concept feel, people to see what we were doing, that we're making things with our own hands.
Connected to the food.
Yeah. They can look over the counter and watch us build the bowls every day and see the real ingredients going in, and makes it so we keep everything tidy. We love it.
You mentioned earlier being open a little bit later occasionally. Do you see a need for that in Salmonorm, or do you have any plans, or do your customers ask if you need to extend your hours?
We do get customers saying, oh, I tried to get there, but you were closed. I worked till this time, or I came from out of town and you were closed. And so in our own business, we feel that we could expand a little bit. We did try Saturdays one summer, and it just wasn't financially worth it for us. It was our first year in business. It was still a little bit of COVID times. We recognize that people need that from us, but then we also, as residents, go out and do realize things shut down quite early in some cases. It is hard though, because it does turn into a bit of a ghost town after a certain hour. So I think if you're a destination for people, they're coming, you're a service, or they're in a habit to come to you, it might be a different story. But for the stores that you're just going out and browsing and retail and stuff, I can understand why they might close.
And I think what's been neat too, being downtown and a part of the community as a business, is we're really starting to see a change in demographic in Salmonorm. A lot of people are moving here, a lot of young families, a lot of people coming from different cities, and there's a commonality between people that are coming from places that had accessibility to more shops or restaurants or whatever it was. And so even to just start small and offer a little bit of a later day,
just another option.
And it hopefully will create a ripple for other businesses to do the same. Because the problem with creating and sustaining differences in hours amongst the shoe shop is that we need everybody. Like, you don't want to come down and just do one thing. So it's nice when there's other restaurants or other shops that are able to do the same, and you create just a shift in things, economically speaking.
And are you able to observe the change in that demographic by the people coming into your business?
Yeah, and we both have young kids. Even just through that, are meeting young families and where they're coming from and where they're going and just receiving feedback in our day-to-day lives outside of business, right? So
yeah, it is surprising. I won't say daily, but weekly, how many people we do meet that it's their first time in here and they're new to town. That happens a lot. Or some, like, it does happen, it's their first time in here and they do live here, but it's, I'd say weekly we're meeting multiple people that are just exploring because they just moved here.
Must be exciting to be a part of that also. You're almost setting the bar in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on community. That was part of opening downtown, was we wanted to be embedded in the community. We, like I said, love to give back where and as much as we can. Love to be involved in sports teams and events and all that sort of stuff. So it all goes together, right? When people come in here and they're new here, we love to share with them our favorite places to go and check out this business. And it's, that being said, also connecting with other businesses, right, is huge. We don't believe in competition. We've built so many amazing relationships with not only just other food establishments, but other businesses we collaborate with. So to send those new people their way too is really important to us.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah.
And that's really great.
Yeah. I think it's special. You hear it and you see it and you feel it in the town that everyone's trying to help each other out and support everyone, and it's nice. Yeah. Yeah, we've found so much knowledge in other food establishments, other owners, other business owners, people that have, whether it's advice or ingredients or suppliers or events that they can't fully fulfill themselves, and they invite us to help them, and it's huge. It's, yeah.
So you do have an online ordering, is it like an app or just on their website?
It's on our website. Yeah. So we have links to our website on all our social medias, Google. It takes you, it's a very basic website, very easy to use. You just go on, click meal prep. It's live, like I said, from Monday to Thursday. You can order as many or little as you want, pick it up the next week. Very user friendly. We don't actually have a business phone, which a lot of people find interesting, but because nothing's made to order in here, like you aren't calling us to say, I would like to order sushi bowl and have it in 10 minutes. It's not how we operate. We just direct everyone either to our email, website, social medias. We're very, very quick at responding to people. And if it's something that needs a phone call, then obviously we provide a phone number to talk. But yeah, our website has a chat option. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We're checking our email on the hour.
What's your email address?
TheNomShoeShop@gmail.com. And website is shoeshopmealprep.com.
And Instagram would be?
The Nom Shoe Shop, yeah.
Facebook, of course.
Yep, The Nom Shoe Shop. Yeah. We're 350B, so Gilbert's is 350. We're 350B Ross Street, downtown Salmoner.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you guys.
That's awesome.